I do have one caveat to that, and that is on the political spectrum, since we have touched on that, there is a problem that many people who are anti-choice, if we're to use that word, I guess, are opposed to abortion, also oppose the availability of contraception to unmarried persons. And that is an awful problem. And we have the example of our own country, which is the saddest thing, that we have the teen sexual activity rate here and in Western Europe is about the same, but our pregnancy rate is double what it is in Western Europe because they treat sexuality as a more natural sort of thing, and that kids are going to experiment, and therefore they make contraception available. And here it's very hard in some places because of this anti-sex outside of marriage came into union there, and therefore we have more of these abortions because contraception is not available.
I am going to have to object to the use of the term anti-choice. I remember a fellow who came by a table once, the Feminist for Life had a table, and he said, well, if my girlfriend is stupid enough to get pregnant, she's going down to the abortion clinic that afternoon, and that's that. Well, I looked at that and said, well, that's an anti-choice statement. I would say that one of the major methods of reducing abortion is to give women more choices, because a lot of women are doing this as an act of desperation. They're doing it because they feel it's their only choice. Well, one choice and no choice are the exact same thing.